This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Dosher's Candy Company has been making sweets in Cincinnati since the 19th century. The company in Newtown lays claim to adding the iconic red stripe to candy canes. And as a small candy maker, it's looking for new ways to continue competing against the big guys. So joining Cincinnati Edition in the studio with me now is Dosher's Candy Company partner and vice president of sales, Greg Clark. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. We always like candy segment, something that goes down really sweetly. And what a history your company has in this community. And for those who may be unfamiliar with Dosher's, just give us a brief overview of how this company started.
Yeah, right. So we have been around in this community for a long time, founded in 1871 in downtown Cincinnati. And we have been down there for 146 years of our existence. In the last 2 years, we moved out about 10 miles east to a quaint village of Newtown.
Yeah, you've got a new thing going on out there, and now you're able to offer some tours and all that?
Absolutely. We got a great thing. So we found this old historic farmhouse that dated back to 1830. We completely restored it, and kind of that is our retail and boutique store, and we actually have tea room as well. And then we built on what we call a candy kitchen, about 8,000 square feet. Attached to this yellow barn house, and it's painted like a barn and it looks great. And we make our candy there, and we do tours so people can come see the tradition of what Dosher's does and how long we've been doing it. And it's very educational and very informative. It's been a huge success.
All right, let's get down to business, Greg, because you guys claim to have one of the oldest candy cane histories in the country. And beyond that, you folks claim that the red stripe that we all know in the candy cane somehow originated at Dosher's.
We like to say a couple things. I'm not sure about the red stripes, but we'll go with that. our founder, actually, his name is Claus Dosher, so that's pretty appropriate during the
Absolutely.
Christmas time. And the candy cane, we do know the recipe came from Germany, and he was an immigrant from Germany and brought the recipe over. And at the time, it was a white candy stick. And so according to legend or the Dosher family, from how it was told to me, he started experimenting and putting the red stripes on the candy cane and started twisting them.
Santa Claus.
He is Santa Claus, and the rest is history, really.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but beyond that, that nice little piece of possible history that you're sharing with us.
Right.
You're a long-time independent candy company. There used to be a lot more of them across the country and here, of course, right up until the middle of the 20th century, really. You'll hear from people today who reminisce about this or that candy store and candy maker, and there's not a lot of you left. How does a company like Dosher's continue to compete amid this conglomeration of the candy world?
You're exactly right. It's a great point, and sometimes we ask ourselves that too. But really, it comes down to we had many candies over the last 148 years, but two of them, the candy canes and our French Chew Taffy Bar, have remained. And that has proven to us and to the marketplace that it is good. People enjoy it. It's a fair value, very unique to the marketplace, very nostalgic. And so with those two candies, we have to do innovation, and we have to constantly, without compromising the recipe, of course, or the brand itself. So we're always trying to do different innovation strategies to keep us relevant in the marketplace.
And one way that you're doing that, maybe a couple of ways that you're doing that, is you're boozing it up. Or maybe the booze is candying it up.
The boozing idea, fantastic idea. And that actually is involved with our peppermint and using our handmade peppermint and teaming up locally, partnering with a local brewery and distillery March 1st out in Blue Ash. And it really was the genius idea of those two guys, Mark Stuhlreier and Josh Angle, who really came up with that idea, contacted me, and took a while. But yeah, they came up with a peppermint schnapps using our handmade peppermint and distilling it and bottling it, and voila, we have a beautiful holiday schnapps.
And I heard before we went on, you were talking to our producer, Elise Meckler, and I overheard that there's also some experimentation with CBD oil.
Yes, that is the latest and greatest. So we were contacted by a CBD person and or company who thought it would be a great idea because it's new to me as far as how the CBD works and once it's ingested into your body, how does it work? But apparently oral fixation, part of it comes into play. And so what a great idea. First of all, candy canes and peppermint sticks, very few are made in the U.S. We're the oldest and surviving company. And so they thought they would come to us, and we listened, and we are experimenting with that for the health effects and, of course, without compromising our taste and quality.
Okay, your name is Greg Clark. The company is Doshers. Are you related, or did you somehow come into this later on?
I came in this later on in 2003. Actually, I joined the company and became a partner and owner with the last surviving Dosher, Harry Dosher, and he was the third generation. So I really learned the craftsmanship and the business and all the secret recipes from him, and he passed away in 2009, making candy canes. The day before he passed away, yes.
Oh, wow.
It truly devoted.
What a way to go out.
Exactly. Not a bad way.
Well, what about for you? How do you look at all the possibilities that the world has to offer? And you basically put your life into a business that could be treacherous or difficult because of just the competition level.
It is. It is brutally competitive, and the candy industry itself is controlled. 80 to 85% of it's controlled by the three big giants, we say, Hershey, Nestle, and Mars. And so how do we fit into that? And at first, I thought when I joined the company, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to overtake Hershey's and Nestle's and conquer the world. But as I got into the business, I realized I was more of a protector or guardian of the brand because it had been around for so long. And I had to be very careful about any new innovation or any new creativity without compromising the brand and all the hard work of the Dosher. So it completely changed my mindset from a business perspective to more of a caretaker of the Dosher brand.
Okay. Were you a candy fan before you went into the candy business?
Absolutely. I love candy. Everybody loves candy. But I grew up eating the French Chew, one of the Dosher's main brands. So I remember my mother giving me a dollar when I was a kid, and I would go and buy some French Chew bars, and during Christmas time having the candy cane. So when the opportunity presented itself, I took a leap of faith without hesitation, really, and just entered into the wonderful candy world and specifically the Dosher's.
Okay, so when candy canes are being made, we saw a video that one of the local TV stations came out and visited you all too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, and put a video out. We saw it on YouTube with this really fascinating machinery that is used to make candy canes, which I'm sure would be cool to see on one of your tours.
Absolutely.
But the candy canes typically taste like peppermint, right?
Correct.
Okay, I heard that the peppermint itself that's used is kind of like challenging if you get it on yourself. Can you talk a little bit about just that part of it?
That's right. It's one of the unique features of why our candy canes are so much better and so much different than the mass-produced candy canes, which might use peppermint extract or artificial flavor. So we actually use all-natural, pure peppermint oil, and it doesn't take a lot to flavor the candy canes, and it's so potent. If you get it on your skin or your clothes, it will burn. The aroma overtakes the room. It can be challenging for our cooks and for our crew. And we're doing a full batch or a full day of candy canes. You can smell it out on the streets, out in our parking lot. It's a very powerful but very good tasting oil.
Where does it come from?
Well, the peppermint comes from a peppermint plant, and we've experimented with growing our own plants, but we use so much of it, we actually contract or partner with a farm in Michigan to get the peppermint oil.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Yeah, who knew that peppermints could be so dangerous?
If you get it on you, beware. And so during our tours, when we do give them, they can see when they're applying the peppermint oil to our batch of candy canes that the employees are like, they have to step back, they have gloves. gloves on. Sometimes we advise wearing eye guards and you know, anything to cover the fumes coming up from it.
Well, by the time they're wrapped and maybe hanging from the Christmas tree, they're delicious.
Much
and
more
safe.
So, yes.
Yeah, awesome. Yes. Greg Clark is a vice president of sales and partner at Dosher's Candy Company. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. And the technical director is Josh Elstro. Find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. A local judge is accused of abusing her power, allegedly pressuring an attorney to engage in various sexual acts. One Ohio lawmaker is asking the state to require more places to have bathroom changing tables for adults. And the show must go on at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, how the Christmas Carol cast wowed its audience even when the show's set broke down. The Friday News Review, tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.